Dude.
Yeah.
Dude!
What?
I just had a terrible thought.
So I was on the way home from work today.
No shit.
And my work is out kind of in the middle of nowhere, actually. I mean, like, there's other businesses around and stuff, but there's no, like retail establishments or anything like that people would visit. And there's no housing out there or anything. So it's kind of isolated.
Yeah, it's all commercial and stuff, like office buildings.
Yeah, like in industrial, too. There's, like, factories and shit out there. And so I turn down the road right outside my building. And there's all these fucking people. There's a couple of cars parked on the side of the road, and there's all these people with American flags. And I'm like, did I miss something? Is it like Memorial Day?
Yeah, like somehow, some holiday. Yeah.
Somehow I missed it. Did they move Memorial Day? And I'm driving past these assholes, and they're all in my fucking way. And I'm getting the impression that there's going to be some kind of parade. And I'm getting more and more angry as I drive past because I fucking hate parades.
I do too.
You know who likes parades?
Who?
Assholes and women. Assholes and women like parades. Because every girlfriend I've ever had loves a fucking parade. Like Thanksgiving Day, I have to get up early and watch the fucking Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade.
Yeah.
It's the same thing every fucking year. There's like a big fucking Snoopy, like, inflatable that travels down the road, a bunch of fucking marching bands, and that's what it is. It's a bunch of idiots walking down the street and a bunch of other people who you can't see on screen who can't get to where they're trying to go because you blocked off the fucking road for, like, the entire morning.
Yes.
So I'm on the way home, and I'm thinking, why is a parade even coming through here?
Yeah.
But then I realize I'm driving past the airport, and because there's an airport kind of near where I work, and I have to drive past it on the way home. And I'm like, well, I don't, maybe it has something to do with the airport. And I got home and I told you about it and we looked it up.
Yeah.
Turns out there's this guy, a soldier, U.S. soldier, who died in Afghanistan, and he is from this general area, and his body was being shipped home on an airplane.
Yep.
And these people were gathering on the sides of the road to, like, well, according to the news, it was to mourn, but I don't get it.
They,
like, you
fucking know him.
And
yeah,
every fucking person I saw had a big shit-eating grin on their face, and they're carrying an American flag around. They got their kids in a fucking harness attached to their chest. There's just a bunch of fucking douchebag assholes
who are
out there like, yeah, go America. This guy died. I'm going to fucking roast some hot dogs on the side of the road. Like, what?
Shit-eating grin on their face.
It doesn't even make any sense. Like, do you think okay, let's say you're religious and you believe he's up in heaven somewhere and he's looking down on you. Do you think he gives a fuck about you standing on the side of the road? Especially if he didn't even know who the hell you are. Like, I'm sure he would be glad that you're grateful that he gave his life trying to protect you, even though, and I won't get into this because it's like all this political bullshit I don't care about, but even though what he was really doing over there probably wasn't protecting you. I mean, that's not his fault, but it really probably wasn't. Now, if we were ever, like, invaded or whatever, he would have, assuming he had lived through this, protected you. So, yeah, you should be grateful, but whatever. I'm getting sidetracked. Fucking parades, though, man.
Yeah, parades.
Fucking parades.
Like you were talking about, like, the whole girlfriend thing. Like, my ex wanted to watch parades and was into that whole bullshit thing. It's bad enough going to a parade, but to watch it on television.
Yeah.
To watch it on television. It's like 3 or 4 hours of them just talking about floats and everything going on, everything you're seeing. Like, well, this is a nice float there, Jimmy, you know?
My first girlfriend used to march in parades.
Oh.
And I used to go to be supportive, which would mean I would have to basically follow the parade because I couldn't just pick a spot and watch because she'd pass and then and then, you know, it's over. What am I going to do? Go home? So I'd basically be marching on the sidewalk with the parade and I felt like an ass the whole time. And who, like, what are you doing? What the fuck is a parade? What are you doing?
It's the dumbest thing ever.
Well, what we do is we block off all the roads so that nobody can go anywhere, and then we walk
on the road with fancy floats we built.
And we play instruments, and we drive pickup trucks with paper mache all over the fucking thing.
Yeah.
And it's good. Why are you doing this? What is the point? Explain to me the point of a parade.
Yeah.
It's a celebration. A celebration of what?
It's lunacy. Yeah. It's crazy.
Thanksgiving is a retarded holiday to begin with. Like, I mean, I love it because I like to eat because I'm a fat motherfucker. But what is the actual point of Thanksgiving? It's to celebrate, like, the one time we didn't, like, kill a bunch of Indians.
Yeah. People don't break it down like that. Yeah, it's just, you know, you wake up and watch the parade and eat food with family. That's it.
I love eating turkey. It's delicious.
Yeah.
I don't understand why we don't eat turkey all year long. But I don't like to watch other people walk down the street.
Yeah. And that's my least favorite part. When I go to a family gathering for Thanksgiving, which is fine. You know, I like food. And
right.
It's like a feast. You know, there's so much fucking food. But they have the fucking parade on. That or like the game, you know, like the Thanksgiving game that's on. And it's usually the Detroit Lions
here in
Michigan. But the game aside, it's usually the parade. And I just can't stand it. I never understood it as a kid, ever. Like, even way back. Just, why? What is this? Like, people build shit that represents certain things, and they sit on there and wave and dance and walk.
It's the Target float.
Yeah.
Hooray for Target or for Thanksgiving? Which are we celebrating?
What the fuck? Yeah, it makes no sense.
And it's like there'll be like a float with a bunch of 5-year-olds with like pilgrim costumes on. What are you, like, do they even know what a pilgrim is?
Yeah.
And should we be celebrating pilgrims? I mean, great. You know, that's kind of like the origin of our nation in a way. But
yeah, it's blown way out of proportion. It's gotten to the point where it's ridiculous.
More importantly to me is not so much like, what are you celebrating, but just the fact that it's an inconvenience to everybody who isn't a part of the parade.
Anybody
who has a fucking place to be, like a human being, is fucked because of you.
Detour like, 30 miles to get across the street.
Every year,
all the way around.
They shut down part of 28th Street, which is it's a big...
it's the big street.
It's a big street here. It's one of the main streets here, and it's where like fucking everything is. And they shut down a big portion of it so a bunch of geriatric assholes can drive their Model Ts and their horseless carriages down the road at 15 miles a fucking hour.
Yeah.
And I can't go anywhere.
Yeah. Huge inconvenience. Pisses me off.
And you know, yeah, a lot of people, like, if they do it on a weekend, well, everybody has the weekend off. Not everybody has the weekend off. Have you ever gone somewhere to shop or to buy food or anything else on a weekend? Guess what? People are working, you fucking dickheads.
Yeah.
And just because you don't work on the weekend doesn't mean nobody does.
Yes. And for people like me, where I work, they have a system where if you're late, you get written up in this automatic, you know, this thing they call TMEG, and there's no human involved. If you punch in late, boom, you're marked. You are written up. And if you get like 5 of these, you're gone. There's no manager involved, really. It's just all automated. So when this shit comes up and I'm on my way to work and I can't get to where I'm going on time, like, I didn't plan for this. I didn't know this was going on. I'm fucking pissed. You know, I got to get to work, punch in on time, or I'm fucked. No questions asked, you know? It doesn't matter. I could be fucked. But yeah, parades.
And this fucking thing that happened today, like, I luckily missed it. There was construction in that area, too. So it was already, like, a 4-lane road down to 2 lanes. Like, well, actually, a 5-lane road if you count the turn lane.
Jesus.
So it's a 5-lane road down to 2 lanes already. And I happened to luckily miss it. I think I went by before it happened.
Thank God.
But presumably, I saw the picture on the news website, and it showed a picture of his casket with an American flag draped over it. I'm sure they had some kind of, like, almost a funeral procession where they drove real slow down the street.
Yep.
And if I had not missed it, I would have been like, it's traffic is already at a near standstill because of this fucking construction. It would have been even fucking worse.
Yes. And that's another thing. The funeral processions where they're driving.
Yeah. What the fuck kind of weird voodoo superstitious bullshit is this? Like, you drive as slow as fucking possible down the road. Fuck everyone else because your friend is dead.
Yes.
And you get to go through red lights. And, like, what are you afraid the casket's going to flip over when you make a turn? Just fucking put your fattest friend on top of it and just deal. Like,
I don't know about that, but yeah, it's like, hey, look at us. We're so special. Our friend died, you know, or you know, somebody important to them has died, so we all have to wait. Fuck you guys.
We're going to drive his corpse around now, so everybody slow the fuck down.
Yeah, it's like people got places to go, you know? Like, Jesus. And say if you honked, you know, if you were kind of pissed, like, move it along. Holy shit, everybody around would probably think you're an asshole. When in fact, they're being the assholes. That it makes no sense to me. Just you know, if you got the casket, get where you need to go. Everybody will meet you there. You'll be fine. You don't have to drive in a fucking 8-mile line at 20 miles an hour or less, you know, through red lights, you know, and then, holding everybody up.
And they have special cars for this.
Yeah.
They have hearses. They have special cars for transporting caskets. Just throw in the back of a fucking van and take it where you need to take it. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck? They're dead. Just take it where you need to take it. Have your conversation about how awesome they were and go home.
Yes. Watch the game.
Go home and watch the fucking Lions on TV. Watch the fucking parade.
Fuckers.
I don't get it. The fucking limos. Like, and the immediate family gets to ride around in a limo. What is this, the prom? It's not a special fucking occasion. You know, it's not a...
Yeah, I don't know what bothers me more. Like, the fact that they're holding me up or the fact that they feel so special that, you know, if anyone, you know, shame on you if you get pissed at this. You know, we are special. This is our day. Fuck everybody else.
Man, it really sucks that Greg died, but I love limos. This is fucking awesome. Like, what's the point of the limo? Like, you're just wasting money.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
In his honor.
As far as I'm concerned, if I die, unless I'm like murdered and or I die under some kind of suspicious circumstances and you need the body to perform an autopsy and figure out what the fuck happened, fucking burn me on sight. Like, just go in the backyard, build a bonfire, and just throw me on top of it. Yeah. And then deal with the rest later. Yeah. And of course, you can't actually do that. Isn't that fucked up? Like, I'm sure there are laws and procedures you have to go through when somebody dies.
Yes.
Like, in order to get somebody cremated, I'm sure you have to go through a funeral parlor or whatever.
Yes.
And you have to pay to have it properly done. Who gives a fuck? It's rotting meat.
Yeah, you're breaking the law.
Bury me in the backyard. I don't give a shit.
If that's what you want, I don't know how that would work, but there are processes that have to be, you know, attended to.
I'm pretty sure you have to either get me embalmed and put in a casket and buried in the ground on a funeral plot.
And they're very expensive.
Or
and you have to pay for this.
A burial plot, not a funeral plot. Or you have to get me cremated legitimately at a funeral parlor or whatever, wherever it is that they do cremation.
Yeah.
What happens if nobody liked me?
Like, oh, man,
what happens if I'm just the world's biggest asshole? And like, maybe the rest of my family is dead. Like, my next of kin is like my, you know, great, great, great aunt's nephew. That doesn't make any sense. But, you know, whatever.
Know.
What if it's some like distant relative I've never even met? Like, what happens then? Do you call them up and go, hey, this person you don't know died. So sorry. Now you got to fucking pay for it.
Yeah, like, that's a good point, because if you were here in GR and you died and you knew nobody, really, no family, they're all dead, whatever, no friends, who's going to pay for it? What do they do? Do they just throw you in, like, you know, the wall?
What if I was, like, an orphan and nobody even knows who my family is to begin with?
Yeah.
So not only are, like, my immediate family not contactable, but I don't have any family as far as you know.
There must be, like, a plan B.
Yeah, what happens? Do you put me in, like, a government coffin made of styrofoam and throw me in, like, I don't know, where would you put me? Like, you throw me in a wood chipper and use me to fertilize the Capitol building lawn? Like, what do you do?
Yeah, there's no fucking way they're going to put you in, a cemetery and pay for that shit.
Right.
No way.
So what happens?
Oh, I don't know.
Who gives a fuck? Just burn me. I don't care. Why do I need to take up real estate as a dead guy?
Yeah. Man, like graveyards, we talked about that, how ridiculous they are. Jesus.
Dead people are assholes.
Like, it's all a religious thing or some crazy thing where you got to go visit this, you know, plot where somebody's rotting and the worms are eating at them. And you can say, hey, I miss you, and talk to them. Yeah,
I want to be sent to a taxidermist. I want them to, like, stuff me.
With the middle finger
put some,
up.
Like, glass eyes in, you know. Yeah, just giving, like, a big cheesy grin and, like, two thumbs up. And I want All right. big fucking shrine built to me, like a big stone building made out of marble. I want somebody's house bulldozed to make room for it. I want to be the biggest dead asshole ever.
Oh man, I'd want to go out butt naked, you know, if they were manipulating my dead body. Two middle fingers up and a boner. Just butt naked and a big old grin on my face.
Put a steel rod in your dick so that it stays erect.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Oh man, what if they installed like a fountain so that like,
oh man,
so it's like a metal tube through your dick and then like lemonade comes out.
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh no, like your foot could be kind of up, yeah. And if you step on your foot, it goes down and then like water starts coming out of your dick and you can take a drink from it.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
So they'll make you into a drinking fountain.
Functionality. Yeah,
right.
I like that.
They can have you installed in a public park.
And this is a little off topic, but going back to that soldier and everybody coming out to pay their respects, I thought we were a nation of convenience. Don't you think we could have some way of paying our respects from home? You know, like, say there's, you know, get on Facebook and there's something, oh, so-and-so is coming to GR and you say, I like this.
I don't know. I like this.
I am a good person. Going back to television.
Dead guy returns home. Like.
Yeah. And done. All
this
right.
is going to make me sound like a huge asshole, but the fact that he came home dead, doesn't that kind of mean he wasn't very good at his job?
Oh, man. That's bad.
Well, really, like his job wasn't to die. Like yeah. he was supposed to kill other people. Isn't like
fail. Yeah.
Didn't he fuck up? Like... Shouldn't we respect the people who are still alive?
All tombstones should have fail on them.
Anyone who dies before like age 70 gets fail put on their tombstone.
Fucking great.
Because after age 70, you can reasonably assume that it wasn't their fault.
Yeah.
Like, they were just, old and they just old. Died.
It was their time. Yeah.
But before anybody who dies before that fucked up at life.
Fail. In my world, that would exist. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Somebody who has a family member who's in the service or a friend is going to like cringe at that statement.
Man.
Now, I don't have anything against people who go into the military. I do think it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Especially because we don't like who's going to attack us? Like, okay, yeah, Al-Qaeda flew planes into the World Trade Center.
Yes.
Where was the military on that one? Obviously, we didn't see it fucking coming.
Yeah.
Or maybe we had some idea in sort of a vague way, like the FBI or the CIA or something knew something might happen, but it was so vague and so, it didn't seem like a real threat that we didn't, you know, we weren't on top of it. Or maybe we didn't know where they were going to strike or whatever. Who knows? But so, like, the only time I can think of that we've been attacked like that in recent history, the military wasn't even fucking there.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to say, like, fuck the military. I'm not at all. What I am saying is that they use it all wrong. Why would you go into the military knowing full well that all that's going to happen is you're going to get shipped off overseas to potentially die?
Yeah.
For not no reason, but not really a great reason.
Yeah, you're just playing, you know, like the security guard of another country in some crazy city where people are trying to kill you, and you're just securing the area and performing missions and tasks.
And I'm not saying that, like...
That really don't pertain to anything other than an ultimate goal, and most people aren't sure of what that is.
I don't want to die for a bunch of people that I don't know or give a fuck about. Like, this... Actually, I'm completely changing the subject now, but...
Yeah.
I had a conversation with somebody on Skype. This was probably a year ago or more now. More. But back in the day, it wasn't that long ago, but Skype used to have this thing called Skype Casts.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And if you don't know what Skype is, it's basically like the phone over the internet.
Yeah.
And Skype used to have this thing called Skype Casts where you could basically start an audio chat room. And I would go into these different audio chat rooms and talk to people. And I went into this one and they were discussing like problems around the world. They were talking about like, at one point they were talking about like starving children in Africa.
Okay.
And I said, if you want to send money to starving children in Africa, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Way to go. Good for you. But if I don't send money to starving children in Africa, that doesn't make me an asshole.
Good point.
It's not my responsibility to save these starving people in Africa. I don't know these people. I never will know these people. If I sent them money, I would never know these people. I know people in my life who have problems, maybe not as bad as starving in Africa, but I would rather help somebody that I know and I care about than somebody that I don't know at all, who probably isn't, but very well could be an asshole.
Oh, no.
I don't know. Maybe they are. Yeah. I don't know.
I agree. Yeah.
It's not my responsibility to send money to people I don't know. If you want to, great. I'm not saying don't.
Yeah.
But if I don't, I'm not an asshole.
Yeah. If this government of this country is corrupt or whatever, and they can't take care of their own people, and our government won't step in, and you feel obligated, sure, that's great. But don't make other people out to be assholes because they don't want to partake in this.
Am I supposed to feed the whole fucking world?
Yeah, like, we're all simple people. And yes, we have more, you know, privileges, benefits, you know, whatnot, what have you.
Right.
But, you know, we have our own problems here, and, you know, between us and the people we know and love and care for. So you can't just feel obligated to help the entire world.
Well, you know, one thing I don't think these people in this Skype cast understood was that charity wouldn't be charity if you were supposed to do it.
Yes, yes.
Giving to other people out of the kindness of your heart is one thing. Giving to other people because, oh, I guess I'm supposed to do this, is something else. Both will help this person, and so fantastic. Yeah. But it's not the same. Charity is charity because you're doing it to help out, not because you're doing it because you're supposed to, and because your friends will give you dirty looks if you didn't do it.
Yeah. But this is, it's not off topic, but it's a little sidetracked. It reminds me of the time they came around at work with this form and they wanted us to sign up for this cancer walk and possibly donate money. And I've seen where, you know, offhand, I've seen where the money goes to this cancer treatment, you know, bullshit. Like walking to school every day, I walk by this cancer treatment center, this cancer research center, I should say, sorry. And I walk by every day to and from, and I noticed one day on my way back, it was dark, you know, I had a late class, and I'm looking in this building, and they have fountains outside, and they have this big fucking tall building, and up at the top, there's this huge window for this office, and they got, like, stuffed palm trees, and, like, this, they have a fountain in there that's, like, colored, you know, there's lights under it, and it's purple, and they're having a fucking meeting at this, and I'm like, that's where my money's going to? Fuck this.
So
I decided right then and there, I'm not going to donate to any cancer. I don't know about the other.
Should be the most bare bones facility. From the outside, it should look like a fucking warehouse.
Yes.
And on the inside, it should look like a fucking warehouse, except with like the most advanced medical equipment money can buy. But other than that, like there shouldn't be a lobby with like a chocolate fountain and like a bowl full of Skittles on a glass coffee table. You can go fuck yourself.
Yeah, some huge
what are you
statue.
Doing?
Yeah.
Like, sure. Cancer patients maybe would like to be someplace that's comfortable. Fuck them. Fix their cancer.
Yeah, can you imagine how much that fucking office cost? My God. And so anyway, like, they had us fill this shit out, and I didn't want to partake in the walk or the march, or they had this this gathering, like some, you know, there was a walk and there was some picnic, and they had food and things for kids, and the people that went, they took photos and made this big, like, poster in the back room of all these people that partaked, and that was kind of like a...
Whatever.
You're good. But yeah, it made me feel like an asshole. Like, I didn't, you know, participate in this event. I'm not on that wall, so I'm an asshole.
I've been guilt-tripped into giving money to people who are doing cancer walks and stuff like that. They'll bring like a clipboard around and say, how much money are you going to give? Like, it'll happen at work.
Fuck.
And I'll see all these names and it's every fucking person at work except for me. And I'm like, well, fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll give $5.
You shouldn't have to, man.
Well, that's no, bullshit. Here's the thing. I don't give a fuck about that. If you want to ask me for money for cancer research or whatever, okay, maybe I'll give you some, maybe I won't. What I find annoying is when they do cancer walks, cancer runs, they run a marathon and they want you to give money to help some sort of foundation. Why do you have to go out running?
Yeah. Can't you just get the money done? You know,
unless you're running on some kind of treadmill that powers an MRI machine or something that's going to help out these cancer patients, why are you going out running?
Yeah, it's
what difference does it make? Just ask me for money and I will give it to you if I want to. Like, does this somehow make it fun for people? Like, I wasn't going to donate to cancer research, but since you're going to go for a jog, here's $10.
Yeah.
Who the fuck cares? Why are you doing this? How does that even make any difference?
Yeah, that pisses me off, man. It's like they ask for money, but they got to throw in some kind of gimmick. And I never understood the walk or the jog or the run.
I kind of understand, like, sometimes they'll have like a bake sale. Yeah. To help some sort of charity.
Okay.
And yeah. So, like, these people will bake cakes and you'll give money. You'll buy the cakes. Like, they'll auction them off or something. And they'll go for stupid prices because people are really giving the money to charity.
Yeah.
So, you get something in return and you get to give to charity. It's like a win-win.
Yeah.
I don't understand the cancer walks and the cancer runs. Yeah. What am I getting out of this? I get to see you fucking stress out. I've never gone to one of these things that I've donated money to.
Yeah. The cancer walk or run. Yeah. I'll pay, you know, whatever I need to, $10 or feel obligated to pay. And I'm going to go for a run. Who the fuck? And they're always at like 7 or 8 a.m. in the morning. Who's fucking doing this?
I've seen people run before.
I've got the time.
I don't need to go out and watch you do it.
If you want to pull people into donating and, you know, like kind of solicit them into this, offer something cool and awesome, you know, like some kind of, I don't know.
Either auction off something I want or ask me for money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But a run and a walk, it's so retarded.
Yeah. And the walk is the most insulting of all. I mean, at least if you're running, you're exerting yourself. Like, yeah. I can be like, ah, ha, ha, I see people run all the time, but not as often as I see them walk.
Yeah.
People but, like fucking walk is the walking is the default mode of transportation for a human being. I walk everywhere.
Yeah.
Should I be asking for people to give me money every time I walk from the car to the front door to my work? Like,
yeah.
Every time I walk up the stairs to the apartment. Give me money, I'll give it to cancer, I swear.
Yeah. Another thing that pisses me off is the whole, you know, coming to my work to ask for money and to go to a walk or jog. People that walk and jog tend to have more money and they have the weekend off and, you know, they work normal hours. Don't come to a fucking workplace where people work all kinds of hours, third shift, bust their ass, hate their fucking job, and expect us to go to a 7 a.m. run. Fuck off. And pay money when we're making minimum wage? Christ. It's an insult. And people, like, participated in this. And it's insulting.
Yeah, like, I know I don't have cancer, so I'm not as, you know, I'm not as in as bad a position as people who do have cancer. However, I'm worried about getting evicted from my apartment, and you want me to give you money so you can go jogging?
Like, yeah. It's absurd. It's just...
And you will be disappointed if I don't?
Yeah.
And I know you will. That's the only reason I did.
Yes.
Like, I want there to be a cure for cancer. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But like if I give $5 or I don't give $5, you're going to find the cure just as fast.
Yeah. And I haven't told anybody about that, especially at work. Like, I'm not going to donate because this is what I saw, you know, firsthand. Walking by this place that has incredible aesthetics to their building and office place, and they're just sitting around, you know, shooting the shit at a research center. Like, fuck, I cannot bring myself to donate to something like that.
Yeah, a research center should be like in the middle of fucking nowhere where the land is cheap and nobody's going to give a fuck what it looks like.
Yeah, God. But yeah.
You know, when they pass that clipboard around at work and they're like, write down your name and how much you're going to donate. There should be a checkbox next to that that says, like, did you donate this because you felt guilty?
Yeah.
and then at the end, like, when they get all this money, they should tally up how much money came from guilt.
Yeah. Because that's basically what it is.
This is how much of our research was funded by guilt.
Yep.
all these people's guilt bought us our new, I don't know, whatever fucking machine you use for cancer.
Yeah. Or inflatable palm tree.
Yeah. This is how many
assholes.
This is how many palm trees we were able to buy.
Thank you
with
very
your
much,
guilt
sir.
Money.
Yeah. That's bullshit.
Here's a story.
A 14-year-old Tucumcari girl is recovering from a taser shot to her head. Her family is questioning whether the officer who fired the shot used excessive force. News 13's Alex Tomlin is live in the Newsplex with more.
Jessica, police say Kylie Martinez physically abused her mother during an argument last week, then ran off. When Police Chief Roger Hatcher caught up with the teen, he said he had no choice but to taser her.
he had no choice but to taser her.
I had no choice.
There was nothing else that could be done.
No other option.
I mean, I guess I could have let her run away. But
she's a 14-year-old girl, but no.
She wasn't armed or anything, but I had no fucking choice. Anyway.
14-year-old Kylie Martinez looks like a normal teen. Until you see this.
It's really painful.
18 staples and 6 stitches pieced her head back together after she was tasered by Tucumcari Police Chief Roger Hatcher.
Did her head explode like a kernel of popcorn? What the
fuck
happened?
You gotta see this, yeah, like
this
half her head.
Looks like somebody took a machete to the back of her head. They shaved all the hair around it, and there's this, I don't know how long it is, but
it's like an 8-inch, 9-inch fucking slash with stitches.
And staples in it. It looks like somebody was trying to crack her head open like a coconut and eat her brains.
Yeah, it does. Holy shit.
Her family says doctors told them one of the taser's prongs went through Kylie's skull and hit her brain. It happened last Thursday after Kylie and her mother argued over explicit cell phone messages and pictures that the mother says Kylie was sending to older men.
Okay. So the taser dart went into her brain.
Into her brain. Whoa.
Wow. I don't think you're supposed to aim for the head. I don't know for sure, but I know like when you're talking about guns, like regular guns, firearms, that the police are supposed to, for one thing, they're supposed to be prepared to shoot if they're going to pull their gun.
Yes.
And they're supposed to shoot to kill.
Shoot to kill.
And I'm pretty sure they're supposed to aim for the center of mass, yeah, like the torso.
The torso, yeah.
Because if you aim for the head or the arms or legs, like the arms or legs obviously aren't going to kill you. And if you aim for the head, it's too small a target. You could miss it pretty easy.
Yeah.
But if you're aiming for the center of mass, it's going to give you the most probability of a hit.
Exactly, yes.
Wow.
With a taser.
I don't know. I'm guessing, because I've seen, there's a picture of him in this video. There's no like interview with him or anything like that, but there's a picture of him. And he's got like, he's kind of a typical looking police officer. He's got a mustache. He's kind of a doughy fat fuck. And I imagine he's running along, jiggling his fucking beer and donut gut flopping all over the place. Yeah. His arms are flailing around and he's trying to aim this thing at her and he's chasing this 14-year-old girl. She's not a fat girl. I'm sure she was way more spry than he was. Yeah. And he's trying to aim for her center of mass, but oops, I got her in the head.
Oops.
And she's sending explicit text messages and pictures of herself to older men.
Oh, my God. Oh, Christ.
Oh, man. Girls.
The police report says Stacey Atkin took her daughter to the police station for help. But when they got there, Kylie bolted to this park.
What did she think was going to happen when she took her daughter to the police station? Like, what did she think they were going to do? Tell her, stop doing that?
Yeah, she's... Like, she needed help parenting?
I just took her there for help. Well, okay, best case scenario, they'd look at you like you're retarded.
Yes.
Tell your daughter to stop being an idiot and send you home.
Yep.
Worst case scenario, she got locked up for some kind of crime. But I guess worst case scenario, she gets tasered in the fucking head. An idiot.
And I just wanted help. I didn't mean for my child to get injured the way she did.
Chief Roger Hatcher caught up with Kylie at the park. The teen claims she tried to walk away when she saw him, but heard him tell her to stop. But when the chief pulled out his taser, Kylie ran out of fear.
Like an idiot. What a fucking idiot. Who doesn't know not to run from the police? Unless you're pretty damn sure you're going to get away. Who doesn't know not to run from the police?
Yeah.
And I just said she's probably a bit more spry than he is, but apparently not enough. Like, I don't know how far those tasers can shoot, but...
Yeah, I'm not even sure why the taser was, you know, pulled out. It's just some young girl, you're trying to catch her so she
probably
doesn't run away.
Probably because he was winded and didn't want her to keep running. Yeah. Stop or I'll taser you.
There was no threat.
Stop or I'll... Oh, my God.
There it comes.
Oh, taser. Sausages.
There was no reason to whip out the taser. No reason. No threat. It's just a 14-year-old girl, and she's running away, and he can't keep up to her.
I think the point was just to try to threaten her to get her to stop, and then she didn't, and he was like, well, I don't want to be a pussy. I got to carry out my threat.
He just decided to use a taser.
You just don't go and and tase a 14-year-old child.
Well, thanks for that sage bit of advice, fucking village idiot. I don't know why they do that. Like, they'll interview random people about this. Well, you don't fucking taser a 14-year-old girl. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's an age limit.
Wait a minute. So you don't taser a 14-year-old girl? So this wasn't a good idea?
Yeah. Oh,
fucking idiot.
It's so stupid.
And the other girl that they interviewed just said they decided to use the taser.
I think they do that on purpose. I really do. To get, you know, kicks at the studio. They interview the dumbest person they can find.
I do wonder sometimes if they're like making bets. Like, what, do you think I can slip this piece of video through? No, nobody's going to approve that. Watch me.
But the police report states Chief Hatcher told Martinez to stop running and warned her about the taser. When she refused to stop, he tased her. Police told us they can't comment on this case because there's an ongoing investigation. Chief Hatcher is on administrative leave while an independent firm investigates the incident. Kylie's family claims the force he used was too aggressive.
You think?
I like how our tax dollars are being put into this investigation. You know, not ours, but, you know, the community's. For an investigation. What happened? The guy tased her in the head and he didn't mean to. Like, all they got to do is just sit him down and go, hey, what happened?
Well, I didn't mean to tase her. Alrighty.
I think the officer exploding my daughter's brain was a bit excessive.
What a fucking idiot.
She's just a child. Kylie's family says the situation is made worse because she has epilepsy. Her father says since she's been tasered, Kylie is having balance problems and can't climb stairs. Back to you. Okay, Alex.
That's the end, but yeah, isn't that great? Shit. She just happened to have epilepsy. Oh, shit. That sucks.
Maybe that's why she's such a cunt.
Yeah.
maybe people with epilepsy are just cunts.
Yeah. So now she can't balance or walk upstairs. And she's got a huge fucking explosion out of her head.
That'll teach you to send pictures to older men. Stop whoring around or your head's going to explode.
Yeah. Lesson learned, I hope.
Oh, wow. I was thinking about superpowers.
Oh, God.
Last night when I was trying to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about how cool it would be to be able to turn invisible.
Yeah, everybody's had those dreams or
fantasies.
It'd be
cool. You know, you could, like, sneak around and play pranks on people. Like, you could, I don't know, you could do all kinds of shit.
Yeah, nobody can see you.
But I was thinking about it, and I kind of like to shit on people's fantasies. And apparently my own included. And I was thinking about it, and if you could turn invisible, I think you'd go blind.
How's that?
Because if you think, like, in order for you to turn invisible, the light rays would have to pass right through you. Either right through you, or they'd have to, like, hit you and be bent around you and then pass, like,
yeah,
back out the corresponding opposite point on your body.
So you'd look like the predator.
So that it would look
people
like you weren't there.
Yeah.
If the light isn't able to hit your retina and be, like, picked up by your retina because
yes,
it's going either right through you or around you,
ooh,
you're not going to see anything.
Good point.
So
breaking it down, yeah.
Sorry, fuckers.
Yeah, if you want to be invisible, your eyes would be invisible. You wouldn't be able to pick up the light rays.
Plus, there are lots of
anything.
Other reasons why being invisible would suck ass. Like,
yeah,
for example, by the end of the day, you'd be covered in so much, like, dust and dirt and, like, hair and,
oh, yeah,
and stupid shit that, like, you normally wouldn't notice. But especially if you, like, if your clothes, whatever you were wearing at the time that you turned invisible with you, because clothes pick up hair and dust and all that kind of shit like crazy.
Yeah, we just
by the end of the day, there would be parts of you at least that would look like weird, cloudy, floating bits that people would be able to see. And as soon as you ate something, I'm assuming you would probably eat something by the end of the first day, you'd be able to see it being chewed up in your mouth and traveling down your esophagus. Little bits of it would probably get stuck in your teeth or like they'd like coat your tongue. You know how sometimes like if you've gone a whole day without brushing your teeth, by the end of the day, your tongue feels like it's got a film on it.
Yeah.
There'd be shit on your tongue. And then you'd be able to see it digesting in your stomach. You'd be able to see it pass into your colon.
Ugh. Yeah.
And then on top of that, when you eat stuff, certain portions of that become a part of your body. So over time, you would slowly become visible again.
Yeah, there'd be particles.
So for a while, you would just look disgusting.
That would be fucking disgusting. Oh.
So it really wouldn't be that great.
That wouldn't be great.
You'd have to have some kind of magical ability to make anything that entered your body turn invisible.
Yeah.
Which would also be kind of gross if you were a chick and you were like having sex with a dude, because you like his penis would go in your vagina and it would look like a cross section. Like you'd be able to see like the it looked like a bloody stump while you were getting fucked, which would be kind of gross.
Oh,
probably a turnoff.
Yeah.
Then you'd get all dried out and you'd need lube.
Oh, man. Yeah, you crushed my fantasy of wanting to be invisible.
You know, another one, like stopping time or the ability to slow down time for everyone around you, you know, for everything but you. I think if you could literally stop time for everything but you.
Yeah.
Well, I guess there are two ways to look at this. If you could really literally stop time, then everything around you would be unable to move. Because time would be stopped, which would mean even though time is still passing for you, you wouldn't be able to move either.
Yeah.
Because all of the air molecules and stuff around you would be frozen in place.
Yes.
You wouldn't be able to push through them like you normally can. On top of that, even if you assume that you can move around, you'd probably still be blind like you would in the invisibility thing, but for different reasons. Mm-hmm. If everything around you stopped moving, that would include light. If light stopped moving, it would stop hitting your retina. It would stop going into your eyeballs. So you would turn blind, or at least you would only see whatever the last like frame you saw was. And then as soon as you started moving around, your vision would get all trippy and crazy because like there's like light beams that are traveling sideways through the room and you start moving forwards. And normally they wouldn't go into your eye because of the angle. But because they're frozen in front of your face, as soon as you start moving forwards, they're going to start hitting your retina. So you're going to start seeing things that are way off to your right.
Ooh, yeah.
As if they're right in front of you.
That's a good point.
Everything's going to get all weird looking, all warped. And if everything really did stop in the scenario where you're like frozen in place, that would mean that everything around you would effectively hit absolute zero, which would mean that everything around you is as cold as it can possibly be, which would mean that you would either probably freeze to death almost instantly because all of your heat would dissipate into the things around you, or if you're going to assume that you can't interact with the things around you, you might overheat because the heat in your body can't be transferred to anything else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a good point.
So in short, do not try to be a superhero.
It's all bullshit.
It is all bullshit.
Yeah. Breaking it down.
Even flight, which would be a pretty cool superpower.
Yeah.
If you tried to do it like Superman does, like flying up in the air as high as planes do, that wouldn't be very good for you.
Yeah, you'd freeze or
be
suffocate.
Super fucking cold, or you'd suffocate. Yep. Yeah, you'd fly up into the air and get a nosebleed. Pass out and crash to the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No good.
Superheroes are bullshit. They're not real, folks. You heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
Hmm.
That's good stuff. But this reminds me why it's so hard to go see movies with Kyle, because he's always breaking it down. He will break any movie down and just destroy every, you know, sci-fi aspect of it, any fantasy of it, you know. He'll break it down and make it garbage because it can't possibly work.
Well, there's only a certain amount of suspension of disbelief that I'm willing to give certain movies. Like some movies, they establish themselves as fantasy right off the bat, and then I can just say, okay, anything can fucking
happen.
Anything
can go, yeah.
But if it's meant to be like a gritty, realistic sci-fi movie or something along those lines, or even not really a sci-fi movie. Like I had a big argument with somebody, not you, but with somebody else over Batman Begins.
Yeah.
Because there were several things in it that bothered me, and The Dark Knight had several things in it that bothered me too. And I actually really liked both of those movies. That's the thing that most people don't understand when I discuss movies in this fashion, is that I don't necessarily dislike them. It's just that there's a lot of these little details that bother me that could have been addressed. Like, I could give you the solution to the problem.
Yeah, and you're usually right. You're always right. When you break it down, it's like, God damn, I would have never thought of that. I'm not saying, you know, you're full of shit or anything, but yeah, when you break it down, it is a problem. And it's like, why didn't they think of that?
That's my problem with it, is why didn't you fucking think of that? I'm not the smartest guy around. If I thought of it, somebody else had to have thought of it.
Yeah.
But at some point, they just said, well, fuck it, it's cool.
It's like, but sometimes it's like every movie, and it's like, hey, Kyle, you want to come along? Shit, did somebody invite Kyle? Oh, God.
Oh, God.
He's going to break it down. And then we'll walk out of the Simpsons movie, and you're like, oh, fuck this. Listen, here's my problem with this.
I did not do that at the Simpsons movie. The Simpsons movie is the kind of movie where I could have said, fuck it. I know what The Simpsons is. Like, I can accept things in The Simpsons movie because I know, but I'm just saying, I'm trying to give the example, like, The Simpsons movie would be one where just about anything could happen, and I'd be like, okay, fine. Yeah. Like, I can't think of something that couldn't have happened in The Simpsons movie where I would have been like, you know, fuck that. That's bullshit. That never would. I know. Apu never would have done that.
Yeah. Yeah, when you break down movies, it's for a real reason, and it makes me think, so no hard feelings.
I saw District 9 last night,
yes,
and I don't want to talk about it, really. I kind of did, it. But you haven't seen it, so that's why I don't want to talk about it. But there, maybe after you get a chance to see it, we will talk about it, because there, I actually really liked that movie, and I want to preface anything I have negative to say about it with that. I really did like it. I enjoyed it. There were a lot of aspects to it to like. But there were also a shit ton of things in it that I was just like, really? What the f-? Like,
yeah.
Really?
I can understand. Yeah. Like when we watched Terminator Salvation.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I don't want to talk about the whole movie, but the point you brought up when, and I don't know if anybody's seen this and I don't want to spoil it, but.
Oh, fucking spoil it. Who gives a fuck?
There's that point where that guy who is like a Terminator, but he believes he's a real person.
Because he was at some point. They like kind of made him into a Terminator and put his memories or whatever. And
yeah.
I think he's actually got his brain, doesn't he? It's been a little while since we
saw him. Yeah, yeah. Like, he had the brain, but it was a more sophisticated Terminator. And they send him in
right
to the machine headquarters, like the headquarters. And, well, for there were many reasons. One, he got in using another Terminator's, like, retinal scan.
Yeah, why?
It was like that fucking, it was in the preview, so if you haven't seen it, but like the fucking ninja bike thing.
They're
robot
motorcycle Terminators.
Yeah.
Is what they are. They're motorcycles that are robots.
But they have these eyes, and he ripped one
out and used it to bypass the retinal scan.
To get
why is a robot doing a retinal scan at all?
Yeah.
Why do they have, like, they have, like,
that was so
the whole facility is set up as if it's built for humans to wander
too,
around through.
That too. There were, he goes into this fucking headquarters, and there are aesthetics. There's, like, decor all around that would only serve purpose to a human.
Well, and he goes into this one room, and there's this giant video screen. What purpose would a video screen serve for all these robots and computers? Why do they need to watch videos? Why would they ever need to watch videos?
Yeah.
The only thing I could come up with is that this was a base that was commandeered by the robots at some point.
Okay.
That it was meant for humans originally and built by humans. And then the robots came in and took it over and used it for their own purposes.
That would make sense, yeah.
That's the only thing I could think of. But even if that's the case, I would think that they wouldn't have videos set up to play for this dude.
Yeah.
Like, why would they bother to go through all this?
Exactly.
For this one guy. Like, nobody else is ever going to see this. Why for this one dude?
Yeah. We knew you were coming. But yeah, when he walked into that main control room, like, the walls were, like, white and the trim was red and it was all pretty, you know. I don't get that. Like, the only explanation is like what you said. They commandeered like another base of the humans. But if it was like the machine headquarters, there would be no aesthetics like that. It'd be like a fucking warehouse, just functionality.
And
first.
Everything would be packed as tight as it could possibly be.
Yes.
Because nobody needs to wander through there.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. But yeah, we should do more movie reviews.
Yeah. I'm sure what we just did just now wasn't soul-crushingly boring for everyone listening.
All right. Yeah.
We should, I think, get into some voicemails and comments because
we've
got quite a bit to talk about here this week.
That's true. Yeah. Let's do it.
Hey, Kyle and Orion. It's Rob. I know. I told you guys that I would call in, what was it? I don't know. It was over a week ago probably But I was drunk then, and I've forgotten till now, so I finally called in. Now, Kyle, I was out with you, drinking and stuff, and I noticed something. Well, pretty much somebody brought it up, but I just wanted to ask how the no smoking thing is going. Seeing as No, I never actually saw you smoke a cigarette because I don't smoke and I didn't wander over to that area. But you seem to meander over to the smoking section quite frequently. So I just thought I'd ask how the no smoking and saving money is going. Other than that, don't really have anything else to offer, so I'm just going to leave it at that for now, and I'll call back, Lid. This will be the first of many voicemails from Rob. Later.
Well, hold on a sec.
I don't know what he's talking about.
It's going good. I haven't had any cravings or anything. Yeah, it's going great. I don't know. No problems. I don't really have much else to say about that.
I'm pretty sure, you know, he was in the smoking area just following me because that's where all the cool kids go.
Yeah, I'm sure it was something like that.
Yeah. That's all. Yeah, simple as that.
So thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you for calling. And we're looking forward to more voicemails.
Hey, guys, it's Jeff. I was just calling. I got kind of a topic that you guys could talk about if you wanted. I'm constantly getting shit for cursing. I'm 17 years old, and I'm a junior in high school, so I'm still living at home. And so I get it from my mom, especially, a lot. And I am of the opinion that there's no such thing as cursing. The words that are considered curse words in society are just words. They all serve a purpose. Whether it's for emphasis in a sentence or as synonyms for other words. Fuck meaning sex. Dick meaning penis. There's nothing offensive about these letter formations. It's just another word. So I'm trying to figure out where along the line someone said, hey, this group of words, this is a group of words out of the English language, don't say them anymore. Those are bad fucking words. But it's kind of ridiculous to me. Like, they're just words. Like, and there is a religious aspect behind it. They say that in the Bible something about profanities, but I personally believe in that situation they're talking about saying the Lord's name in vain, or I don't know, disrespecting your father or mother, just things like that. And nowhere in the Bible does it say thou shalt not say fuck. So it is written, so it shall be done. It's just kind of, I don't know, it's ridiculous to me. But I know you guys have touched on that in a previous episode somewhere, but I was just hoping to get a little more in-depth coverage on your feelings on the situation, whether it's situations that you think call for cursing or don't call for cursing, or what your favorite fucking curse word is. Mine's twat, but looking forward to hearing your feedback from this. Talk to you later.
I, too, am quite partial to the word twat. twat. I like the word twat. It sounds especially sloppy to me, word twat.
It does.
Like, the word twat reminds me of, like, if you ever go to, like, a public restroom, like a particularly dirty one, and you lift the toilet seat and all around the rim, there's, like, cigarette ash and dirt and, like, hairs.
Yeah.
Like, pubic hairs and
just
shit.
Sloppy.
That's
nasty.
What the word twat reminds me of. Like, if you could tear someone's vagina off and, like, throw it at a wall and it would stick, twat, I think, is the sound effect that it would make. Like, twat!
Yeah.
And it would stick to the wall and just slowly run down. So I like the word twat because it seems like more descriptive somehow to me. Maybe that's just me, but
what
you said was pretty much exactly what we said before when we touched on this.
Yeah, we touched on this in like almost a whole episode. So I don't know what else.
I feel like we discussed it pretty in depth, like,
pretty well.
Basically,
yeah.
To me, words are words.
Yeah,
and the only thing that makes them offensive is the context. If you say to me, fuck you, Kyle, you fucking asshole.
Yeah.
That's offensive. If you say, I went to the fucking store yesterday. Well,
that's
okay.
Not, yeah.
I don't care. Okay.
And
you went to the store.
They're just words, you know, and they're harmless. The only people that have problems with words, even, you know, in context, you know, no matter what, are religious people. And I guess, I don't know, if you have a problem with people that have problems with words that you say that you don't mind using and they view them as bad, blame the institution of make-believe. I don't know.
Well, even in like situations where you're using it in a genuinely offensive way, like if you said, fuck you, Kyle, you fucking asshole.
Yeah.
If I'm being a fucking asshole, then even though you're being offensive, it's appropriate.
It's appropriate, yeah.
You know, you're still using the words correctly. I don't have any problem with it.
Yeah.
And we talked about the word nigger before, which isn't necessarily a curse word in the same sense, but it's one that we're not supposed to say.
Yeah.
It's a bad word.
Yep.
They buried it a few years ago.
Yep.
You know, if I don't have any problem with it. Like, if I was a black person and somebody came up to me and said, you fucking filthy nigger, that I'd have a problem with.
Yeah.
But if somebody just said the word nigger in some other context, even if they, like, this is tricky because of the context culturally, because nobody uses it this way. But if somebody were to say, like, so I was at the store today and I got rang up by a real nice nigger lady, I would laugh my ass off because, like I said, culturally, that doesn't make sense. It's not context. but truly, what you just said was basically just, it was positive.
Yeah.
I just got rang up by a real nice black lady is essentially what you said.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever. They're just words. We're just sensitive sometimes for no apparent reason.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't care.
Yeah, and that's about it.
Yeah, moving on.
Moving on.
Hello, good sirs. If I just had a terrible thought, this is Marleykins, and I propose we play a quick 5-question game of Would You Rather. Basically, I'll ask you 5 Would You Rather questions. You pick which one you would rather do, and if you feel so inclined, you can explain why you picked that option. Question 1. Would you rather eat a bar of soap or drink a bottle of dishwashing liquid? Question 2. Would you rather forget who you were or forget who everyone else was? Question 3. Would you rather have a kangaroo or a koala as a pet? Question 4. Would you rather hit every red light for the rest of your life or always be wrong? And finally, question 5. Would you rather slide down a 50-foot razor blade into a vat of alcohol or suck all the snot out of a dog's nose until its head caves in? I realize these questions were really stupid, but when I play this game with my friends, we usually have a lot of fun with it, but that might be because we're just really stupid, and half the time we're just really tired when we play it. So, as always, enjoy the show, keep up the good work, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Let's see.
Marleykins, first, I just want to say this. You are a crazy, crazy woman.
I don't know. We've played this game before. We have.
What do
only
we call
usually
it?
When you.
What would you do?
Would you rather?
Would you rather? Yes.
And you usually, when you're the one in charge of the questions, it's usually who would you rather fuck?
Yeah.
Like a rotting corpse or Joan Rivers?
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, same thing. So I don't care. But
yeah. Question 1.
All right. So question 1. Would you rather eat a bar of soap or drink a bottle of dishwashing liquid? Well,
go for it.
To me, it kind of depends. Like, how big is this bar of soap and how big is this bottle of dishwashing liquid?
I was just thinking about that.
If it's, you know, an average-sized bar of soap, like a pretty big bar of soap, and the bottle of dishwashing liquid is one of the little ones, you know, like the really small ones.
The smallest, yeah.
I think I'd go with the dishwashing liquid because it'd just be easier. Like, I wouldn't have to chew it up and get it all stuck in my teeth.
Yeah, and flavors in your mouth.
Yeah, and
prolonged.
Like savor it. I could just knock it back, like taking a really big shot.
I agree. I was thinking the same thing.
So I think I'd go with the dish liquid. Unless it was a giant bottle of dish liquid and a little bar of soap, then I'd be like, well, okay, bar of soap, just because it's fucking over sooner.
Yeah.
Question
2.
Forget who you were or forget who everyone else is?
I would forget who everyone else is because, I mean, both suck. But if I forgot, you know, everybody around me, I could probably, you know, relearn experiences through photos and video and stuff they told me. And I'd, you know, get the gist of it if I knew what was going on, like if I had some Alzheimer's or some shit.
Well, personally, I think this question doesn't make any sense because if I were to forget who I was but remember who everyone else was, what would that mean? Because I don't remember anything I've ever done with them because I don't know
true.
Who I am.
Yeah.
So, and if I were to forget who everyone else is,
yeah,
and still know who I was, I wouldn't remember any of that shit either. Like any of the stuff I did with them again.
Yeah.
Unless I remembered it all as like faceless people and I'm like, was that my mom? I have no idea.
Yeah, it was with some faceless person.
But in the interest of playing along, I think I would rather forget who I am because I could then learn from everyone else who I still remember who I am. You know, I think it would be easier to regain that information than to just be lost and alone because you don't know anybody.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good point.
So I think I'd rather forget who I am. Plus, I mean, there's plenty of things about me that I'd rather not know. So
tell me about
it. You know, whatever. I'll tell you about it. There's plenty of things about me that you'd rather not know, too.
Moving on.
Would you rather have a kangaroo or a koala as a pet?
Kangaroo, man. Koalas are crazy.
We disagree again. I would rather have a koala, and I'll tell you why.
Oh.
A kangaroo can kick me in the fucking head.
Yeah.
A koala is small and manageable. They like to climb in trees. Like, they're not really that fucking mobile, as far as I'm aware. So, it's small. I can carry it around. I can, if it wants to attack me, I can just go to the other side of the room.
Yeah, koalas are boring.
Kangaroos are fast, and yeah, they can kick my ass.
They could, well, if they didn't want to, like, kick your ass, they'd be more fun.
Okay, we're assuming both are super friendly. Like, the friendliest things ever, because they're not.
Okay, yeah.
But if we're going to assume that, then sure. Kangaroos, I think, would be more fun. They're bouncy.
Okay, but yeah, that wasn't
you
given.
You put boxing gloves on them.
So if we went in and just...
I guess you could put boxing gloves on. If we had to go on. Too, but... Actually, that might be funnier.
Yeah, it would.
Anyway.
But if we went into one room or another, one had a kangaroo, one had a koala, we just had to go in and be friends with it and, like, hang out with it.
Kangaroos do seem slightly more human. Like, I could see hanging out with a kangaroo if it was really mellow.
Yeah.
As opposed to a koala, which just wants to eat fucking leaves.
Yeah, and sleep all day. Yeah.
All right, what about hit every red light for life or always be wrong?
Oh, I'd rather hit every red light for
life.
Yeah,
that one seems obvious to me. Like, I hit plenty of red lights as it is. I just hit a few more. You know, like, that's not a big deal.
Living in the city, yeah.
It doesn't even see, like, it's like, would you rather be stabbed in the leg every day for the rest of your life or only be able to write in cursive? I don't know.
Tough one. Yeah. Question five.
Would you rather slide down a 50-foot razor blade into a pool of alcohol or suck the snot from a dog's nose until his head caves in?
I'd suck the snot, man.
So would I. Absolutely.
That razor blade.
Who knows? I've never tasted dog snot. Maybe it's awesome.
Oh, God.
Plus, sure, you know, the dog, I'd feel bad for the dog because his head caved in, but at least I don't get hurt.
Yeah.
But like, and if you slid down a 50-foot razor blade, I have a feeling you wouldn't make it out of that pool of alcohol alive. Like, what part of me is sliding
trick
down
question.
This razor blade?
Yeah,
like,
that was a tricky one, Marley.
Is the razor blade in my ass crack? Because I'm pretty sure there'd be two of me when I got to the bottom.
Yeah. That would suck.
Or I'd be like, am I sliding down on my stomach? Like, I'm going to be disemboweled? Like,
ooh.
Doesn't sound... Yeah, obviously I'd rather suck the snot out of the dog's nose until his head caved in.
That was a fun game.
Yeah,
thank
was good.
You. Yeah, thanks for calling in.
And last but certainly not least is our good friend Austin.
Austin Trees.
Who is not happy with us recently.
He's a little pissed off,
he's,
I think.
I'm ready to drop this whole circumcision thing, but we're going to give it one more go.
Alrighty.
Okay, this is unbelievable to me, but the circumcision thing, I can't believe you're so against the look of the way the penis is supposed to be. Like, that fucking ruins the dick. So I'm going to tell you a story, and I'm going to leave it at that. Bygones be bygones. I guess some fuckers just believe in Jesus and shit like that. Okay. There's a girl my wife works with. She was with her man for like, it was over a year. I want to say it was about a year and a half, whole time they were having sex, and she never knew he wasn't circumcised, because the only time she ever saw his dick was when the dick was ready to go. It wasn't like she saw it limp laying around the house. That just wasn't how things go. So she did not know for a year and a half or so that he wasn't snip-snipped, and didn't notice. And then one time someone brought it up, and he said, yeah, I'm not. And she's like, you're not? So, Aldi probably wouldn't fucking notice it. My wife wouldn't notice it unless she said, well, my wife would notice it because I'll sometimes walk around the house naked. But still, I mean, if I didn't do that and my dick was only seen when ready, she wouldn't fucking notice it. So, how about them apples, huh? Put them in your mouth, suck on them, bitches.
So, Kyle, how about them apples?
Those are some sour, sour apples, and I do not like them in my mouth at all, Austin. It's not nice.
That wasn't nice.
Jesus fucking Christ. All right, here's the thing. I don't have any problem with people who aren't circumcised. If you're not circumcised, fantastic. Great for you.
Awesome.
If you don't want to get your kid circumcised, wonderful. What my whole point was to begin with, from the very beginning, was that I don't have a problem with circumcision. And the reason I don't have a problem with circumcision is because I'm circumcised and I don't want it back. I don't regret being circumcised. I don't know who anybody who does. I don't know anybody who's had any complications as a result of a circumcision. I don't know anybody who's circumcised who wishes they weren't. I've never heard a girl say she prefers an uncircumcised penis. Everything I've ever encountered points to being circumcised as being preferable,
yeah,
to some extent. Now, I have heard, and I looked it up, it is true, supposedly, that if you're uncircumcised, you are more sensitive than someone who is circumcised. I'm plenty sensitive enough. Like, my penis is not dead. And that was my point when I was talking about busting early, was that I was making a joke. But I'm plenty sensitive. I don't need any more sensitivity. I come all over the place. I'm great. I don't need it.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up, what kind of fucked up, dysfunctional relationship do you have to be in to live with someone for a year and a half and not know what their genitals look like?
Some people are retarded.
What the fuck?
My first girlfriend was we were both virgins when we got together. And she honestly thought, before seeing my junk, that the balls were in two separate sacks.
Oh my God.
Some people just don't fucking pay attention to the world around them and just don't know. And so, yeah, sure, maybe she didn't know he was uncircumcised. However, if you're trying to tell me that an uncircumcised dick and a circumcised dick look exactly the same when they're erect, you're out of your fucking mind. I've seen uncircumcised penises in pornography. It's erect the whole fucking time. They do not look the same. They don't.
They don't. Simple as that.
Fact. When it's erect, you can see the head, sure, but they don't look the same. They don't. It looks like a fucking pig in a blanket.
Yeah.
It's not the same. You're wrong. So eat a bag full of foreskins, you fucking moron.
All right. Let's turn to the comments.
All right. Aileen says, good accent. I give 10 out of 10. I assume he means one of the accents that Aldi did. Probably the English one.
Yeah.
Which is funny because it was just hello. But it wasn't even that. Like, that was still horrible if I was trying to do an English accent, but it was hello.
Yeah, all of her accents.
Hello.
Do your black accent.
Yay. Like, that was Lil Jon.
Yeah.
No, her black accent was, what is up, niggers?
That's horrible. So whatever. Yeah, if
Aileen
you enjoyed
says,
it, that's fine. Thank you.
Good news. I give 10 out of 10. And I assume he means the news stories.
Yeah.
How the fuck can you not like lizards and call them ugly? I give 0 out of 10 for this. However, Wario is good. 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Picture will be taken when I don't know. Well, actually, he says I do not, but there's no space. When I do not know.
Dun-dun-dun-no.
Also, weirdest intro slash outro music ever.
Yeah.
So, that intro slash outro music, I went on YouTube and typed Bosnian music.
Yeah.
And that's what came up. Aldi later told me that is not Bosnian music, but I kind of don't
care.
Sounds
the fucking same.
Same
yeah.
fucking thing.
Close
I've heard
enough.
Bosnian music. It's close enough.
Yeah.
Marlikin says she's glad to know that she doesn't have to worry about her life when the pterodactyls return. But how can you not like pterodactyls? I don't know. Some people are just dumb. One of them happens to be Aldi.
Yeah.
Who isn't in the room, thank goodness.
I will not tell her that.
Captain Knuckles says all the episodes are the best. I find that slightly offensive since most of these episodes have not been all the episodes. But
yeah,
whatever. No, I do
cool.
like the all the episodes.
They're pretty good.
I think this one was actually better than the last one. I guess it depends on how you rate them, but
yeah.
She seemed more comfortable this time.
Yeah.
Jeff says his cat downloads porn all the time. But then Jeff also says later, unless it's a different Jeff, he says that he finds masturbation best when you use the infinite power of your imagination because porn costs money and I don't have any fucking money. And
yeah, man.
Have you been on the internet, Jeff? Because it is
shit.
The land of free porn.
It's like the number one reason most fucking guys get the internet.
The only times I've ever paid for porn was once when I bought a VHS tape as kind of a joke, but I have watched it and jerked to it, so it's not really that much of a joke.
But it was a joke.
Once I bought a VHS tape, and I bought Black Inches so we could paste it all over that dude's meat fan. But that's awesome. Like the only times I've ever bought porn. Like, I have watched plenty of porn in my time, but I've never paid for it.
Yeah. And I did mention in the comments that I have paid for porn, but I just wanted to bring up, like, when you pay for porn, you're pretty much just getting more exclusive content, and the videos are like fucking 15 minutes long, and it doesn't take me that long to get off, so it's kind of a waste of money. If you go to the free shit, you know, a lot of it's just short clips. That's all you need, man.
If you go to, like, YouPorn or RedTube.
Or even there, yeah.
Or like, Tube8 or PornoTube. There's all these different things that are basically the YouTubes of porn.
And it's all free.
And some of them are, like, half an hour, 45 minutes
and
long.
And I have to, like click through them,
If you are slow to start when you're jerking yourself off, you got plenty of time.
Yep.
To work yourself into a lather.
Yep.
Jeff also said a bunch of other stuff, like, if I could find a vagina that smelled like grapes, I'd eat it every day. Viking funeral, that's the way to go. Body in a boat, set boat on fire, boat out to sea, which seems like a fucking waste of a boat to me. he says, new game, ding dong, ditch. And
I didn't get that.
I don't really get it either. The only thing I can think of is that he's talking about, like, the naked guy ringing doorbells, and he's talking about, like, going up to the door, ringing the doorbell, and running away.
Yeah.
But I don't, it's, for one thing, it's not a new game. People have been doing that kind of douchey bullshit for decades. And for another thing, I don't get it. I don't get it. But that's okay.
That's okay.
But yeah, he says a bunch of other stuff. And then we get to Austin. And Austin wrote us a fucking novel about circumcision.
Jesus.
And it's an angry, misspelled novel with no capitalization.
Where to begin?
Well, I guess we'll begin at the beginning.
Let's we'll break it down. Just go through it.
Well, he luckily for us broke it down into separate little paragraphs.
Thank God.
So that'll help.
How the fuck can you two say that circumcision is socially acceptable, but then say that rape is only as bad as it is to most people because of how valuable virginity it.
That's what he wrote.
Yeah.
When that is the socially acceptable thought on rape. If you're
wrong form of your,
if you're not a fucking drone sheep.
What is a drone sheep, Austin? Like, it seems kind of redundant. Either you're a drone or you're a sheep. They basically mean the same thing in this context. And what's a drone sheep? Like, I mean, bees have drones. What's a drone sheep?
Moving on.
Then you can't just use the it's socially acceptable thing to do argument. I would argue that Orion's hair is socially acceptable.
Okay.
And it's less common than non-circumcised dicks.
Yeah, let's relate my hair to dicks. I fucking laughed my ass off when I read
less
that.
Anyway. Less than 40% of men are not circumcised. Mainly white people and Jews do it, for the past 25 years, Christians.
Okay, so...
yeah. Basically, how the fuck can you two say that circumcision is socially acceptable? Well, it is.
That's not what he's saying. How can you say that circumcision is socially acceptable, but then say that rape is only as bad as it is to most people because of how valuable virginity it. What he's trying to say, you're right, that is what he said, but what he's trying to say is, how can you say that circumcision is okay because it's socially acceptable, but rape being a big fucking deal is not okay because it's socially acceptable?
Yeah.
Because that's the way people react to it commonly. Well, the reason I think it's a problem with the rape issue is that it ruins people's lives. When you get raped, if it's this huge fucking deal, it'll ruin your whole life. It'll follow you for the rest of your life. It won't just be some fucking thing that happened to you when you were like 20 years old and you've moved on. It'll be this thing that haunts you for the rest of your life because it was this huge fucking deal because we made it out to be. Circumcision for most people is something that you almost never even think about. Even if you are circumcised, it just never comes up. Who gives a shit? It doesn't matter. And now the one point that you could have made that I would have agreed with that you never made in all of these discussions is that the kid being circumcised has no say in the matter.
Yeah.
That I would agree with. That I have a slight problem with. The only reason it doesn't bother me is that I don't know anybody who cares.
Yeah.
You're the only person I've ever actually met, and I haven't met you, but you know what I mean, who is this upset about circumcision. You're the only person I've ever encountered who gives a fuck.
Yeah, most people I've met, you know, it occurs at, you know, after they're born, and they don't remember that shit.
And and most people I've met who have gotten a little bit worked up about this issue are people who are uncircumcised.
Yeah.
because they get people poke fun at them a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's usually good natured. Nobody actually gives a shit. Like, if you're uncircumcised, okay, all right.
It's fine. Yeah.
That's just what you're like. But people will poke fun at them a little bit and, like, make jokes about, like, the sleeve or the sheath or whatever and, you know, what it looks like. So they're the ones who go through the most trouble as a result, in my experience.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's why I don't have a problem with it, because it's never caused me any problems, and I'm glad it's been done. And if you gave me a choice in the matter, and, you know, you waited until I was old enough to say yes or no, I would have said no, because I would have had to actually go through it at that point. As an infant, yeah, I went through it, but I don't remember it.
Yeah.
You didn't even have to anesthetize me. I don't know if they do or not when they do circumcisions, but if they don't, it doesn't really matter, because you won't remember it.
And it's too much trouble, yeah. Like, if I was at my age and I had to make a decision and I wasn't circumcised, I wouldn't do it, because it's too much fucking
trouble.
But
I'm glad it was done.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
There we go.
Paragraph number two. Is it okay for a doctor that is paid to hand out trials of a drug to prescribe that drug to someone who doesn't need it? Is it okay that if you're depressed, another wrong form of your, that give you an antidepressant? Is it okay that if you're depressed, that give you an antidepressant? I guess that's that they give you, even though they are for chemical imbalances and not for people that actually have real reasons to be depressed, like dealing with death, abuse, or shitty job. Okay. Is it okay that a doctor is paid to hand out trials of a drug? Is it okay for a doctor that's paid to hand out trials of a drug to prescribe that drug to someone who doesn't need it?
That's basically it, yeah.
No.
It's not okay. And I don't see how this relates. I don't.
Well, he tries to bring it on home in a minute here, but
yeah.
Is it okay that if you're depressed, they give you antidepressants, even though they're for chemical imbalances and not for people who actually have real reasons to be depressed? Do they work? If I'm depressed because I have a shitty job or I'm dealing with death or abuse, and you give me a pill that's meant for something else, but
it still works.
It still works. Then I don't care.
Yeah.
If I'm not depressed anymore, fantastic.
Yeah.
Otherwise, no, it's not okay. But whatever.
Yeah.
Third paragraph. What about Ritalin? And he spelled it R-I-D-D-L-I-N, as if it's like riddling, like riddle me this, which is not what, it's R-I-T-A-L-I-N, Ritalin. But anyway, what about Ritalin be handed out to children? what about Ritalin be handed out to children that down bowls of sugar from the fruit snacks, candy, and drinks they consume all day, and then sit in front of the TV, I can't do that voice anymore,
yeah,
and aren't active? Imagine that they aren't able to, there's no apostrophe in aren't, able to focus in school. Who the fuck would have guessed? There should be a question mark there. Not me. Give them a pill. I don't want to make tough decisions as a parent. Ritalin is for chemical imbalances. Okay. Well, first of all, if you look into it, sugar does not cause like spastic hyperactive behavior. That's a myth.
Yeah.
So, oops. And secondly, you seem to sort of contradict yourself to begin with. Like, they get all fucked up on sugar and then they sit like a bunch of fat, lethargic assholes in front of the TV. Well, which one are they doing?
Yeah.
Anyway, kids who can't focus are given Ritalin and it helps. Some people are probably prescribed Ritalin just because it's like this bandwagon thing and everybody's getting it.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I'm not cool that if it's being prescribed for the wrong reason. Again, like, what is the right reason to be prescribed a circumcision? Is that what you're getting at? Like,
yeah, I'm still lost, yeah.
Is there a right reason? Is that, like...
I don't see the connections.
It's not the same thing at all.
At all.
Anyway, I make those last two points because the doctor has a monetary reason that they are so willing to prescribe they pills. Malpractice, that's like the end of a sentence, and then he capitalized malpractice, except that he ended the last sentence with a comma. Malpractice is very expensive. So is their insurance. So being paid to hand out trials is a tempting thing for doctors. What does this have to do with circumcisions? Finally, hospitals are paid on average $40 for the foreskin from a newborn by AATB, American Association of Tissue Banks. They do research on them for the testing of insulin, products for burn victims, and to make cosmetics. A foreskin is cut off once every 26 seconds in America, making it a $400 million a year industry.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
That, to me, sounds like an argument for circumcision.
Well,
they're using it to research all these things to help burn victims and to test insulin. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Why would I stop?
Again, I don't understand.
But what he's trying to say is that they have a monetary incentive to recommend that you get your kid circumcised.
Yeah, but
okay.
Why would I give a shit about that?
I can still say no.
As a parent, like when they're, you know, would you like circumcision on your child? I don't give a fuck what you do with it. It's up to me. It's my choice and I have reasons for it. So again, I don't see how that relates, but.
What are we on, the fifth paragraph?
Yeah.
Anytime someone is paid extra to do something, they are more likely to recommend it. Go to the movies or a McDonald's. What do? Push supersized drinks or the large drink and popcorn with free refills. Soda and popcorn are cheap as fuck, and most people don't ever come back for a refill. Refill with one L. This is how they make big profits, not by selling Big Macs and movie tickets.
That's fine, but that has nothing to do with it.
Right.
And that's all choice. Like
again, you can still just choose not to,
yes,
to do it. And the reason people do it is because that's the only way. Like the reason people buy the large drink and popcorn at the movie theater for exorbitant prices is because you're not allowed to bring shit in and they want popcorn and drinks.
And most people don't want to go back and, you know.
It's
if
not
they get the smaller size.
And if yeah, sometimes like you'll go, I'll take a medium drink and they'll be like, yeah, you can get a large for only 25 cents more. And then I'll go, okay.
Yeah.
And that's because for 25 cents more, I'll take a large. It's not because I'm stupid and I don't know any better.
Yeah.
I'll take it. Okay.
Ugh, I'm getting pissed, man.
Also, why are you responsible for your parent? You're not. Well, there should probably have been a question mark there too, but you're not. Wrong form of your. But the socially acceptable thing to do is to take care of, well, actually I added a two there, is take care of them like they took care of you. I thought you were all about being socially acceptable. That is the dumbest fucking reason to be okay with circumcision. And Aldi, if you ever met an uncircumcised dick, well, actually he said a uncircumcised dick, that should be an uncircumcised dick, you would fuck it. A guy I used to work with was Dominican, and they ladies loved him. He wasn't circumcised, and none of the women he hooked up with had a problem with it. Hell, the boys had more three-ways than I have fingers. Okay, well, let's take this from the top. The parent thing, why is it socially acceptable? I mean, it's socially acceptable to take care of them like they took care of you. Okay, well, I don't think he even cares about that. I think he just did that to throw it in our face, like, ha-ha, you're all about being socially acceptable, blah, 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 blah.
That's
blah. But to address the issue, they are required to take care of us or expected to take care of us because they are our parents. They made a decision. They decided to have kids or they made a mistake. Either way, it's on them. I did not decide to be born. So it's not on me to take care of this person who made me. That's my whole point there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But with the Aldi thing, this... God, this pisses me off. It not just because it's Aldi. It's stupid. Like, Aldi, if you ever met an uncircumcised dick, you would fuck it. She just fucking said in the last episode, if she saw one, she wouldn't. Now, if a guy, like, in the dark, you know, fucked her with one and she liked it, that would change things. But if she met a guy, she already said she wouldn't do it. So don't put fucking words in her mouth. You're just looking stupid and you're pissing me off.
Don't put uncircumcised dicks in her mouth.
Yeah. Don't put them in.
Again, they do look different even when they're erect. And it's bullshit to say that they don't. So you can say it all day long, but
yes.
You're wrong.
God.
A guy I used to work with was Dominican. Well, right there, Aldi wouldn't have fucked them because she's a racist. But
his reasoning why she would fuck him is so fucking retarded.
A bunch of other girls liked it, so she would do it.
Yeah, this one guy I knew, like, had this, you know, certain thing happen to him where he fucked a bunch of chicks. So she, Aldi, this girl I've never met, who already said I would, you know, run away from an uncircumcised dick, would totally fuck a uncircumcised dick. You know, he's discrediting his argument, and it's crumbling, and I'm losing respect for this guy.
Yeah, whatevs. Then he corrects you, and I think he is right about this one, but it doesn't really matter. A wizard sleeve is a large vagina with saggy lips. See Borat's movie.
Big fucking deal.
Right.
Uncircumcised dick looks like a wizard sleeve to me.
And he forgot the apostrophe again in wizard sleeve. So he said, like, wizards plural. Like, anyway, a shared sleeve between multiple wizards. My wife doesn't shave her legs or her puss. But she doesn't really have hair on her legs, just the few occasional hairs, or much on the puss.
How is that relevant?
Well, because I asked. Like, I asked
no,
if she...
No, I know, but just because she doesn't, that... You were making an argument, like saying, what if, you know, a girl doesn't shave her
well,
legs?
Well, maybe he's against the shaving of women's legs,
I
in which case,
like, just...
I don't know what to tell you. Like, like, I made a point in a different episode about how, well, for one thing, I brought up before the circumcision thing, that I like women to shave their legs and I like women to shave their vaginas.
Yeah.
It's not, like, natural. That's not the way it works, but that's what I like. And I don't have any real explanation for that, but I can't help it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't have a problem with that. Like, what am I supposed to do? Just change my mind? Like, I can't help it. That's just what I like. And most girls do it, or at least the leg thing. I don't know about most. I think most girls our age probably do shave their vaginas. It seems to be like the big thing these days.
The big thing now.
But the legs thing, like almost every woman in America at least does it. So
he didn't even address what you said, though. He just said, well, my girlfriend, you know, doesn't grow much hair on her body. He didn't like say,
well, that's another,
well, if she did,
that's
how
another
would I feel
thing
about that?
Is he's saying like she doesn't do it, but she doesn't really have much hair on
her
body anyway.
Hair,
so what are you saying? You're saying like she doesn't do it. So ha ha, fuck you. You're what you said doesn't even work. Except that then you go about making a point of saying that she's mostly hairless anyway. So it doesn't matter. Would you want her to if she wasn't? Like if she was a hairy motherfucker, would you want her to shave her legs? You didn't really answer the question. Anyway.
It's frustrating.
Then he says pterodactyls are boring. Blah, blah, blah. More drunk peeing on face stories. Well, circumcision is fucking boring, too. I didn't want to talk about it for three fucking episodes.
We had to keep bringing it up. And I think the whole, what was the big misconception? Like, we stated our case, and he kept coming back going, wait, no, how the fuck can you think that? How can you, you know, buy into being socially acceptable? Or I said that wrong. How can you buy into, you know, believing or favoring things that are socially acceptable?
Well, the big thing that, like, the big controversy, I guess, here is that he thinks that it's barbaric, it doesn't need to be done, and presumably, even though he never said this, the kid doesn't have a say in the matter, so it's not fair.
Yeah, because he's witnessed it.
Whereas we just don't really care.
Yeah.
We've had it done to us, we don't mind, we don't know anybody who does, so I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not saying do it to your kids. I'm not going to write an essay about, like, why you should do it. You asked what we felt about circumcision, and we said, this is how we feel about it.
Yeah.
And then you went crazy, like we're out of our fucking minds. I can't believe you could possibly think that. I'm sorry. I don't know what else to say.
I don't know what
where the circumcision discussion ends.
And I don't know if he was, you know, kind of intoxicated, you know, writing that, because I'm a little intoxicated right now. But, you know, I forgive him a little bit, but goddamn, just fucking get your shit straight. Like, we talked about this shit, like, arguing in forums back, you know, way back. And he kind of related to it. And then he comes along and does this shit. And it's like,
well, it's just funny to me that this is the one thing that gets him going. Like,
yeah.
And he, you know what, he's never said if he's circumcised or not.
I don't even know.
I don't know.
He must
be.
Because
are you or aren't you?
Like you said, yeah, the only people that we've had problems with
so
are people that are,
I don't know,
not circumcised. So, yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, let us know, Austin. Jesus.
But, yeah, this is the one thing that bothers him. Like, when I said that I think, technically speaking, it'd be fine for everyone to be nude. Like, that's our natural state.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be nude, and I don't want to walk down the street and see some fat, hairy asshole walking down the street eating a fucking submarine sandwich.
Yeah.
He didn't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Why is that okay? Why was it okay when I said that?
He didn't come back going, wait a minute, how the fuck can you believe that?
How the fuck can you say that you want everybody to wear clothes?
Well,
it's the same kind of, like, the justification there is the same.
Yes, yes.
It's just, I don't want him to do that. Whatever.
Yeah, don't hate. Just chill. And
if the whole world decided to go nudist, I wouldn't try to stop them.
Yeah, it would suck.
I wouldn't, like I said, I don't want to see hairy men wandering around, but I'll deal.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. If everybody stops getting their kids circumcised, I'm not going to fucking lose my shit. I just don't care. If you want to do it, do it.
And that is basically it.
Yes. And I see positives to it.
Yes.
So, whatever. Is there any,
that's
now,
it.
Now I feel exhausted.
That's it, man. That should do it for this episode.
Yeah.
Let's conclude it.
Send us a voicemail, 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
You can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And or orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Check us out on the Facebook page. Become a fan. Tell your friends. There's a little link that you can suggest it to a friend. It's on the left underneath the avatar picture, the profile picture.
Yes.
Suggest this to all your friends if you haven't done so. Who cares? If they don't like it, they won't become a fan. Big fucking deal. It's not, it's not like they don't get bombarded with like 10,000 different invitations to free drink applications and all kinds of other bullshit. Play Vampires versus Werewolves versus the Mafia today. I'm sure they'll deal.
Don't you hate that shit?
What else? Oh, order some stickers.
Stickers.
Yes. Go to ijusthadaterriblethought.com/stickers, or there's a link in the sidebar on the main page.
Yes.
Check out the Twitter.
Twitter. Yeah. Fucking Twitter.
I need to start like updating the Twitter with things unrelated to just the new show is out, but I keep saying that and I don't
know. Maybe I won't hate it as much if we do that.
I don't hate Twitter. I just don't use it.
Maybe
if I had like an iPhone and I was Twittering all day long from my phone.
Then I might use it. Yeah, it's just a little silly. But yeah, check us out on Twitter. And as always, thanks for checking us out, guys. We will catch you next week.
Word to your mother.
Gangsta.